It's time again to check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking service at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
It happens that the most recent three items that you fellows have investigated include two by Governor Bob McDonnell and one by Republican Senate candidate George Allen. And let's start off with the item you wrote about. Governor McDonnell quoted as saying, "Our crime rate continues to plummet." You investigated. What did you find?
Well, crime rates are typically measured using two broad categories. There's violent crime, which includes murder, rape, aggravated assault, and there's property crime, which includes burglary, larceny, and car break-ins. Now, a state police report shows Virginia's violent crime rate dropped 4.9% from 2009 to 2010, and that drop-off still trailed the national average of 5.5%, according to the FBI. Now, property crime dropped by 2.8% in Virginia from 2009 to 2010, and that was about the same as the national average. Now, a second report from the Department of Criminal Justice Services looks at the Commonwealth's crime trends going back to 2000. Now, that report shows that violent crime in Virginia dropped 19% from 2000 to 2009, and that was a steeper decline than the national drop of 15% over the same period. Now, property crime in Virginia fell 12% from 2000 to 2009, which was less than the national average decline of 16%. So crime has fallen in Virginia as well as the rest of the country. Now, McDonnell said Virginia's crime rate continues to plummet, and according to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, plummet means to drop sharply and abruptly. And although Virginia's crime decline has been steady, it has not been sharp and abrupt. And there were also some years when there were minor increases in the crime rate. So we rate his claim mostly true.
All right. Now, Governor McDonnell also made a comment about a fellow governor, Governor Rick Perry of Texas, also a Republican. He said, quote, "Under Governor Rick Perry's leadership, Texas has created more jobs over the last decade than the rest of the states combined." When you checked that, what did you find?
Well, McDonnell is touting Rick Perry's job record amid ongoing speculation that the Texas governor will jump into the GOP presidential primary. Now, Perry has been Texas governor, became Texas governor in December 2000. Now, in the decade between that month and December 2010, Texas had a net gain of 907,000 jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The entire U.S. saw a net gain of 1.6 million jobs. So in the 19 states that saw their job numbers rise, Texas accounted for 56% of the gain. But that's not the way McDonnell said it. The governor wrote in his op-ed that Texas has created more jobs than the rest of the states combined. The numbers the governor cites ignores any jobs created in the 31 states in the country where job losses outnumbered jobs gained during that decade. For example, California had a net loss of 340,000 jobs during that time, but that doesn't mean there weren't any jobs created at companies like Facebook and Google. Now, by excluding all states with net job losses, regardless of any job gains in those states, the Texas share of new jobs is overblown. So we rate McDonald's claim as barely true.
Barely true on the truthometer. All right, the other recent statement you checked out was by Senate candidate George Allen. He said, quote, "China owns more of our bonds than do Americans." True or false?
Well, the national debt is at $14.3 trillion. About $8.3 trillion of that is privately held debt owed to mutual funds, foreign investors, and other bondholders. And as of March 2011, China owned about $1.2 trillion of U.S. debt, and that was about a quarter of the $4.5 trillion held by foreign investors, according to the Treasury Department. The other $3.8 trillion in U.S. debt is owed to investors in America. So there's no way that China owns more debt than domestic investors. But Allen's campaign said he was referring only to bonds held by regular American investors. And they cited a Treasury Department report breaking out how much debt is owned by various classes of investors, including insurance companies, local governments, and banks. Now, Allen defined debt held by regular American investors as only debt held in pension funds, savings bonds, and mutual funds. And in June of 2010, the total holdings of those three groups came to about $1.5 trillion. Now, the Allen campaign also cited a Treasury report showing that in that same month, China owned about $1.6 trillion of U.S. securities. Now, the problem is that that lower $1.5 trillion attributed to Americans only includes Treasury securities, but the higher $1.6 trillion attributed to China includes Treasury securities and other investments such as stocks. So the Allen campaign here is comparing apples to oranges. Now, when looking at just Treasury securities, we found that American investors, as defined by the Allen campaign, held $1.6 trillion in December, while China and Hong Kong held just $1.3 trillion. Now, another problem is the Allen campaign ignores some debt that would be held by ordinary Americans. For example, the miscellaneous category of other investors includes individual investors and certainly includes some Americans. And that group held $1.2 trillion of debt in December of 2010, but Allen doesn't count them at all. So the Allen campaign also said that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said in February that he thinks that China owns more than $2 trillion of U.S. government bonds. But that doesn't prove Allen's overall point. The campaign's methodology of whom they count as Americans is questionable, and the evidence doesn't add up to their conclusion. So we rate the Allen claim false.
All right. Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Thanks, Sean. And we'll talk to you or your colleagues again next week at this time.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks.